بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيقول المصنف رحمه الله تعالى: باب ما جاء في السحر. The author, he mentioned, may Allah have mercy on him, the chapter that which has come with regards to السحر, magic, with regards to magic. باب ما جاء في السحر, the chapter that has come with regards to magic, meaning that which has come in the evidences of the Quran and the Sunnah of the threat for the one who learns and practices magic, the threat of a great and severe punishment. Likewise, that which has come, باب ما جاء في السحر, that which has come with regards to magic, and with regards to the clarification that it is contrary and it is negating to the reality of a tawheed, and it is opposite and conflicting with tawheed entirely, and it is from those affairs that would invalidate the deen, ayyadhan billah. And likewise, that which has come with regards to a sihr, from the clarification that the one who performs it has disbelieved, and that the magician, he is a disbeliever, and that the magician and the one who practices and the one who learns magic and the one who is pleased with it, he has disbelieved in Allah Al-Azim subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see that the people of knowledge, they have mentioned as-sihru lughatan, as-sihr, magic. And this word as-sihr means magic in English. Yani linguistically, in the Arabic language, it has many meanings, like al-khadi'ah, to be deceptive and to use trickery. And some of the people of knowledge, they mention كُلُّ مَا فِيهِ لِلشَّيْطَانِ مَعُونَةِ, and everything or every deed or statement that shaitan, he will help to aid and assist a person to perform it. And the things and the affairs that shaitan aids and helps individuals to perform them and establish them, all of this is considered sihr. Yani linguistically, and also from the linguistic meaning, the people of knowledge mention as-sarf, to redirect something or to change something's direction. But here, any sarfu al-shay' an haqiqatihi, to redirect something or to change it from its reality or its true reality, to make it appear something as something else. Also, the people of knowledge, they mention izalatu, al-izalatu min hadin ila had, to change something from one state to the next, or to remove something from one state and from another. And many of the people of knowledge, they have summarized the meaning or linguistic meaning of a sihr, and they mention ma khafiya sababuhu wa latufa, ma khafiya wa daqa sababuhu wa latufa, yani kana latifan khafiyan daqiqan, yani that which the reason for it is unclear, or is something that is subtle and not direct, or the reason something that the reason for it is hidden and not apparent. This is all considered sihr. Yani the things that occur for no apparent reason, or the way that they occurred is unknown or unclear or is not apparent, and the likes like this, or it occurred in a very subtle and light way that a lot of people, they do not understand or comprehend how it occurred. This is considered sihr, yani lughatan, linguistically. The Arabs, they say about something, they will say هذا الأمر أخفى من السحر, هذا الأمر أخفى من السحر, that this affair here, talking about something that is very unknown or very hidden and obscure, they will say this affair here is more hidden than sihr, than magic. More hidden than sihr, yani because sihr in their language is something that is khafi, yani that is something that is yani latif and khafi, something that is unclear, unknown and subtle, and the likes like this, and the likes like this. And from this aspect, likewise, the people of knowledge, they mention wasumiya as sahar saharan li'annahu yaqa'u khafiyan fi akhir al-layl. As-sahar is that time in the end of the night before Fajr, the last portion of the night just before Fajr, just before the rising of the Fajr. This is called as-sahar, this time, as-sahar, bil-fathi, sini wal-ha, as-sahar. As-sahar, this is that time in the end of the night, and it's called as-sahar because it occurs at the end of the night, and in a subtle way, in a way that is hidden, and most of the people are not aware of that time, and they're asleep at that time, and it comes in this manner. So the people of knowledge, they mention, as-sihru ismun jami'un li-anwa'in mukhtarifa, that as-sihr, magic, this is a term that is concise, but it is all-inclusive term, including many different types. يَجْمَعُهَا الْخَفَاء. And that which they all share, all of these types, they share in one issue, and that is الْخَفَاء, being hidden, or being subtle and unapparent, and not directly known. So this magic is something that happens in this manner. It happens in a hidden way, and in a way in خَفَاء, in a way that is unclear to the majority of the people, and the likes like this. And from the worst types of sihr, we've seen that sihr is types, different types of magic. And from the worst of that, and from that which is most widespread, is the magic that occurs bil-uqad, with knots and ruqa, and also these ruqya, and these chants that are recited in tama'im wal-aza'im. And they will read on these knots, and blow on them, and spit on them, and the likes like this. And make charms and amulets and the likes like this with the intention of bringing harm to people, with the intention of changing people's hearts and minds, or harming them and the likes like this. All of this is considered magic, and from the worst of it. And in the Quran it is mentioned, وَالنَّفَاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَالنَّفَاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ أي السواحر اللاتي ينفثن في العقد, يعني those magicians that blow on the knots, يعني they blow with the spit, and they seek the aid of the shayateen and the foul and the evil and wicked souls to and they breathe on these these knots in a specific manner, seeking the aid of the shayateen, and then it has an effect by the permission of Allah. It has an effect, and the magic is real, and it affects people by the permission of Allah. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ الْكَوْنِ الْقَدْرِ, by the permission of Allah, His universal permission and His universal decree, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, not by His الْقَدْر الشَّرْعِ الدِّينِ, but rather by الْقَدْر الْكَوْنِ, by the universal decree, not by the legislative and the religious decree. Rather, this is something that Allah, He did not legislate. He did not legislate in the deen, religiously, in the sharia, ad-diniyah, but He has allowed it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for wisdom to occur by His universal decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see that since as-sihr is a type of shirk, and is from the aspects of shirk that is contrary and contradicts and conflicts with tawheed entirely, then the author, he mentioned this chapter in order to clarify that, and to warn from it, and to clarify its dangers, and the dangers of the one who performs it, and the danger of the one who is involved in it and learns it, and the likes like this. So the people of knowledge, they mentioned that as-sihr, some of it affects, and there's types of magic that will affect the hearts of the people. It will affect their hearts, literally. And other types of magic, it will affect their bodies. It'll affect their bodies. And someone can use magic to cause an individual to become sick, or even to die. Or they will use magic to cause separation between a man and his wife. Between a man and his wife. Or they will use the magic to cause a person to like another person, or to dislike another person. And this is something that is known. Even Shaykhuna, Shaykh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, Hafidhullah ta'ala, he mentioned that he has experienced and he has seen that individuals have been diagnosed with a cancer, that severe illness, and come to find out that someone had put magic on that individual. And whenever the magic was found and destroyed the disease, it left and went away. The disease of cancer, it left and went away. And he mentioned this clearly, that he has experience with this. And this is something that they have seen by tajriba, from experience, that a person would be diagnosed with cancer, and then it would be found that someone had put magic on that individual, and that magic would be found and would be destroyed, and then after that the cancer will go away entirely. The cancer will go away entirely. So this is something that is very dangerous, and this is something that is very harmful, and this is something that is disbelief in Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who learns magic, he's a disbeliever. Magic itself is disbelief. And learning magic is disbelief. And performing magic is disbelief. And liking magic and being pleased with it, likewise, is disbelief. Ayyadhan billah. And whenever the people become weak in tawheed, and their connection with Allah becomes weak and deficient, and their hearts become disconnected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the tawheed becomes weak in the society, and ignorance becomes widespread, at this time magic likewise is spread easily, and the magicians, they take over, and they have a great effect and a harm on the society. But whenever the people, their hearts are full of tawheed and the sunnah, and of awareness and knowledge of this affair, then the magicians likewise, they go away and they flee, because they know what will happen to them if they are caught. And this is something that will be clarified in this chapter, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So the point here of the author is to clarify the dangers of sihr, and the harms of sihr, and that it is disbelief and shirk. And to clarify this to the people, to give them sincere advice, and to warn the people from that. And to warn the people from that. So therefore, this is very important, and this is something that it's incumbent for a believer to be aware of and to know, so that he can avoid it and leave it upon clarity and upon insight, and that he can be safe from it, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and take the means to be safe from it. So the author, he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in the statement of Allah the Most High, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقُ. In verity, they knew that whoever purchased this, purchases it, and he purchases magic, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقُ, then he will have no portion, then he will have no portion in the hereafter. The people of knowledge, they mentioned, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ, that verily they knew, those people who were involved in magic, from the people of the book before us, from the Jews, they knew that whoever, مَنْ اشْتَرَاهُ, whoever purchases magic, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقِ, he will have no portion whatsoever in the hereafter. He will have no portion whatsoever in the hereafter. لِمَنْ اشْتَرَاهُ أي لِمَنْ تَعَلَّمَهُ وَتَعَطَاهُ, meaning the one who purchases it, Yani meaning the one who learns it and the one who uses it. The one who learns it and the one who uses it. مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقِ, he will have no portion, he will have no portion in the hereafter. This verse here that the author began with, rahimahullah ta'ala, is from those verses in Surah Al-Baqarah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is speaking about the Jews particularly, and the people who received the book before. And he is mentioning about them that they used to invalidate their covenants, and that they used to throw the book and that they had been given, the truth, they would throw it aside and they would not pay attention to it, and they would neglect it. And likewise, from their attributes, is they would use the book for a small gain in this life, and they would sell the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal for a measly portion of this worldly gain, and the likes like this. And Allah, he mentioned in this verse here that the author mentioned in this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَأَى ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And when there came to them a messenger from Allah, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, confirming what was with them, a party of those who were given the scripture before threw away the book of Allah behind their backs as if they did not know. They threw the book of Allah behind their backs as if they did not know. They cast it behind their backs and did not care in that book, meaning they disbelieved in it, and they threw it behind their backs as if they did not know. What did Allah say that they did after that? وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْرُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ, and they followed what the shayateen and the devils gave out falsely of magic in the lifetime of Sulaiman. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا, and Shaytan and Sulaiman did not disbelieve, but the shayateen, the devils, they disbelieved. How did they disbelieve? يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ, by teaching men magic. By teaching men magic. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. And that which was revealed by teaching men magic, and such things that came down at Babylon to two angels, Harut and Marut. وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ, yani those two angels, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. And those two angels that came down in Babylon, what did they see? What did they say to the people? Warning them whenever they taught them these affairs by the permission of Allah and by a test, they said to them, but neither of these two angels taught anyone such things, any from the affairs of magic, till they had said, we are only for a trial. And we are only a fitna, a test for the people. So do not disbelieve. Many fala takfur. Many fala takfur. Do not disbelieve by learning this magic from us. And they were sent as a trial and a test by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, teaching the people magic. And they warned the people that if you learn from us, you will disbelieve. You will disbelieve. So this has been clarified. And the verses likewise, they continue, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. And so therefore they are learning from those two angels that which they are able to separate and cause separation between a man and his wife. And this is the type of magic that they were learning. The means to cause separation between a man and his wife, any affecting their hearts until the man will separate from his wife, disliking her and the likes like this, and turn them away from one another, changing their hearts. After having love for each other, they would have hatred for each other, and they would separate. And they would separate because of magic. Because of magic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. But they will not be able to harm anyone whatsoever except by the permission of Allah. Except by the permission of Allah, meaning His universal permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. And they learn from them that which harms them and does not benefit them. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And they knew, this is what the author he mentioned likewise, and indeed they knew that the buyers of this magic, those who purchase it, meaning those who learn it and use it and apply it, would have no share in the hereafter. Yani the one who has مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, yani مُطْلَقًا, هُوَ الْكَافِرُ. The one who does not have any portion in the hereafter whatsoever, meaning any portion of goodness or mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla, then this is a disbeliever. This is a disbeliever. وَلَا بِئْسَ مَا اشْتَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And how bad indeed was that which was that for which they sold their own selves. And how bad indeed is what they sold their own selves for. If they had only knew. If they had only knew. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, closing this context, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And if they had believed and guarded themselves from evil and kept their duty to Allah, far better would have been the reward from their Lord if they only knew. Far better would have been the reward from their Lord if they only knew. If they only knew. So we see here that in these noble verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified many great benefits with regards to the issue of sihr and magic. And from them is that there is no possible way for a person to perform magic and to use magic and to benefit from the magic except if he takes first two steps. He has to take first two steps. And the first one is that he must cast the book of Allah behind his back and disbelieve in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and belittle and degrade the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is clear in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقُ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَأَى ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And when there came to them a messenger from Allah confirming what was with them, a party of those who were given the scripture, and he from the Jews, threw away the book of Allah behind their backs as if they did not know. So therefore, the magic will not work for a person. And in order for the magic to take effect, he has to throw the book behind his back. He has to cast the book of Allah away. He has to belittle and try the book of Allah and put it in degradation and the likes like this and disbelieve in it. And you will find that the first thing a person will hear from the magician, if a person he goes to the magician to learn magic or to have him work magic for him And the lie scientist, the first thing that he will ask them to do is to do something filthy with the Quran, to take the pages of the Quran and rip them and tear them, or put them in feces, or put them in the blood of menses. And the lie scientist, and this is something that is known, and this is something that is well known and clarified, and the people of knowledge have seen this and clarified this. And the magician, he will require the person first and foremost to put the Quran and the pages of the Quran in filth, and to put it in degradation, and to put it in blood of menses or in feces and the likes like this. And this is something that is known, and that they have to throw and cast the book of Allah behind their back. And every time they according to how far they will go in this degradation and in this humiliation and this doing to that they would do to the Quran, and the more they go with regards to that, or the further they will go with regards to that, the more severe, or the more clever, or the more strong they will be with regards to the magic. Those who are very stern and harsh in degradation of the Book of Allah, then their magic will be stronger. And all of this is by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. The second step that they must take likewise is that they must listen to the shayateen and obey them. And they must follow the commands of the shayateen. They cast the book behind their back, and they do things to degrade the Quran and the likes like this. And then after that, they will obey the commands of the shayateen and draw near to them. And they will worship them besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And the shayateen will command them to leave the prayer, or they will command them to slaughter something for other than the sake of Allah, or they will command them likewise to not make tahara or cleanse themselves, and they will command them to go into filthy places and to reside there and to stay there for some time, and they'll command them to do all of these actions of disbelief and the likes like this. And and the one who performs these two steps, then the magic, he will take hold, and he will be, and the magic will benefit him by the permission of Allah. And this is what Allah, he mentioned about that. وَاتَّبَعُوا, the second step, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْرُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ, and they followed that which the shayateen they recited, and that which they taught and gave out falsely from the magic in the time, or in the lifetime of Sulaiman. So these are the first two steps, or these are the two steps, excuse me, that are mentioned in these verses for a person to be able to achieve and to work and to use and benefit from the magic by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. That they will cast the Book of Allah behind their back, meaning they will degrade it, and they will belittle it, and they will put it in filth and the likes like this. And also they must obey the shayateen. Also they must obey the commands of the devils. Iyadhan billah. Iyadhan billah. Nas'alullaha al-afiyah wa-salama. Nas'alullaha al-afiyah wa-salama. So from the benefits of this context and this verses here in Surah Al-Baqarah, likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified from more than one aspect, that magic is disbelief, and that the magician, he's a disbeliever. Magic and performing magic and using magic is disbelief, and the one who performs it himself, he's likewise a disbeliever. And that is clear from these verses that we just mentioned, and that they have to throw the book behind their back. نَبْذُ الْكِتَابِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ فَنَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, that they would cast the book behind their back, and they would do this actions of degradation to the Quran. No doubt this is disbelief. This is disbelief, clearly. And likewise, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْرُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ, and likewise they will follow that which the shayateen command, and the devils command, and order them to do from the actions of disbelief and shirk. And likewise, this is disbelief. And likewise, this is disbelief. So here are two aspects here in these verses here, that magic and the one who performs it that magic is disbelief, and that the one who performs it is a disbeliever. Likewise, from the aspects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that magic is disbelief, and the one who performs it, the magician, likewise is a disbeliever, that he freed Sulaiman from disbelief, and that he freed subhanahu wa ta'ala Sulaiman, Nabi Allah Sulaiman, from disbelief. And he said, وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman. Sulaiman, he did not disbelieve. Yani, because the Jews, they ascribed this to Sulaiman, and they said that they learned magic from Sulaiman and the likes like this, and that he was a magician. They lied upon the Prophet of Allah, Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah refuted them, and he freed Sulaiman from this claim and from this false mention. وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman. Sulaiman, he did not disbelieve. Huh? He's not the one who disbelieved. So there, and the fact that Allah freed Sulaiman from disbelief is a clarification that those who do the magic, huh, they disbelieved. وَلَكِنَ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا But rather the devils, they disbelieved. And also Allah described the devils with disbelief and mentioned that they're the ones who disbelieved and why they disbelieved. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ Because they are teaching the people magic. Because they are teaching the people magic. So therefore, casting the book behind one's back, this is disbelief. And obeying the shayateen and following their commands is disbelief. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has freed Sulaiman from disbelief, this is a clarification that what they ascribed to him was disbelief. And that was that he performed magic. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described the shayateen as being disbelievers and that they disbelieve. وَلَكِنَ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا But the devils, they disbelieved. Why? Because of the fact that they are teaching the people magic. So these are four aspects here in these noble verses of Allah Azza wa Jal clarifying that as-sihr kufrun was-sahiru kafir. That performing magic itself is disbelief. And the one who performs it, the magician, he is a disbeliever. But likewise, there is a fifth aspect as well. And that is the fact that those two angels, Harut wa Marut, what did they do? They were sent as a fitna, and they were teaching the people magic. But they would warn them first, and they would say, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ We're only a trial and test. And if you learn from us, this knowledge that we're teaching and we're revealing, that we're mentioning to you, this is a test and a trial. So do not disbelieve. Anybody learning it from us, do not disbelieve. Meaning by learning it from us. So learning magic is disbelief. And this is another aspect here. Likewise, the fifth aspect in these verses, clarifying that magic is disbelief and the magicians, they're disbelievers. And the sixth aspect, likewise, another aspect clarifying the dangers of shirk, of sihr and that it is shirk and disbelief in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned about those who perform it and learn it and use it. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنْ اشْتَرَاهُ مَالَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ And they knew that verily those who buy it, those who purchase it, those who learn it and use it, they have no portion in the hereafter. مَالَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ He has absolutely no portion in the hereafter whatsoever. أَنِي خَلَاقٍ يَنِي نَسِيبٍ وَالْحَظِّ And they have no portion in the hereafter whatsoever. Those who have no portion in the hereafter whatsoever, they are the disbelievers. Because everyone who is a believer, even if he had major sin and great sin along with him, but he still had tawheed, then he's promised a great portion in the hereafter. He's promised a great portion in the hereafter, even if he had major sins. And the last of those to enter paradise, from the believers, and he has a great portion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great portion. Of goodness and mercy. So those who it is said to them, they have no portion whatsoever in the hereafter, those are disbelievers. And they from them are those who purchase and buy magic, meaning they learn it and they use it and apply it. They learn it and use it and apply it. But even now, there's still one more aspect, subhanAllah, seven of them total, clarifying that sihr is disbelief and a sahir is a kafir, a disbeliever. And that is in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about them closing this context and this issue of magic, and if they had believed and guarded themselves from evil and kept their duty to Allah, it would have been much better for them in reward from their Lord if they only knew. If they only knew. So here we see Allah, He says about them, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا And if they had only believed. And if they had only believed. And this is only said to somebody who is a disbeliever. And if they only believed. So therefore they didn't believe. And this is because they used magic and they learned magic. And they were upon that way. So therefore we see there are seven aspects in these verses here in Surah Al-Baqarah. And this is in from verse 101, 102, and 103 in Surah Al-Baqarah. Seven aspects clarifying that sihr is disbelief. And learning sihr is disbelief. And the one who learns it and applies it is a disbeliever, is a disbeliever. So here again we see the great advice and sincerity and hope for good from the author, rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, بَابُ مَا جَاءَ فِي السِّحْرِ the chapter with regards to that which has come from magic, and that which has come from the great warning, and the fact that it is disbelief, and the one who performs it is a disbeliever. So beware of that, and be cautious, and learn about this affair, so that you can be upon clarity in your deen. We close with that today. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.